Speaker, Eileen Chubb, who's pushing for a really important new law to help protect whistleblowers from being sacked and to be treated as protected witnesses. I really urge you to sign the petition. We're going to have a few speakers, maybe one or two, and then we're going to kick off and go down to the US Embassy. Thank you everybody for coming. Just the main premise of this protest is that people should not be prosecuted or put in prison or blacklisted or bullied or sacked for revealing wrongdoing and corruption. The people who do wrongdoing and corruption are the ones who should be blacklisted and sacked and put in prison.
I was just going around minding my own business and I went to work in a care home and saw people tortured, people with dementia who could not speak for themselves. Edna had no family. She died because 7 whistleblowers were ignored. She died because 27 other witnesses came forward and were called liars. 15 years later, Bupa still denied the truth, even though it was all upheld. We were the first whistleblowing case to use PEDA. 3 years we fought in the system. After 3 years, we were told we had not sufficiently considered the consequences to ourselves before we reported the abuse. If that's the law that upholds whistleblowers' rights, then all I can say is it's a sorry state of affairs. I bore witness for Edna and the other people that I cared about. That's all I did, and that's all I'm still doing, because I think the truth should prevail in spite of the law and in spite of the government. Every day I have a whistleblowers helpline, and every day I speak to people with integrity, people that are trying to save lives, and yet this is something that never makes the news. Why is that? If somebody is trying to protect a vulnerable person, then they should be listened to and that should be acted on. As long as people like Edna can suffer and die in a civilised country, and for it to be legal, and the only people that were punished were the whistleblowers who spoke out.
Shame.
So I started campaigning because I've seen the reality. And believe me, human lives mean nothing in this country. This is not a civilized country. If whistleblowers can be left evicted from their homes, left with no food, and I deal with people that come to us every day, hundreds of whistleblowers, that evidence has been ignored by the government, and we have tried to make them listen, but they don't care. So I think whistleblowers everywhere have to stand together and say, yes. I am Edna.
I am Edna!
Hello. Okay, I'm gonna welcome on Nicola Mann from Women Against Rape to address some of the issues around Julian Assange head on, and to say that actually that a lot of the issues are actually should be refocused. The issue should be refocused around whistleblowing.
Hi there, we're from Women Against Rape, and we have spoken out for years to challenge the police and the CPS when they deal with rape allegations really badly. A lot of the voluntary sexual organisations don't do that. So that makes us a whistleblower, and we have been targeted ourselves in various ways. So we're grateful to be speaking here today. We're relying on whistleblowers in the anti-rape movement to let us know what's going on. Only recently in Yarlswood, we've had women going on hunger strike, and we've had whistleblowers going in and filming what's going on inside these detention centres. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't know the appalling situation that's in there. And that is why we need whistleblowers here. As a result of their actions, the authorities are now talking about closing down some of the detention centres. And that's why we need people in there going in and telling us what it's really like. We're really infuriated to see the anti-rape movement being used to undermine whistleblowers. And in 2010, Women Against Rape wrote a letter to The Guardian regarding Julian Assange. And Women Against Rape said then that they were really shocked with the unusual zeal that the authorities used to prosecute, to go after Julian Assange. Because when we report rape to the police, they're not really interested in prosecuting and attacking and prosecuting our rapists. They went after Julian Assange with such vigour, and the women in the case as well were treated really appallingly. You know, they came forward and made allegations, and they deserve to have their allegations dealt with there and then. He should have been questioned then, but instead, the whole case was leaked, the women had their names put online, and they were treated really badly as well, and that's something that shouldn't be forgotten. But we have to question why Julian Assange was gone after with such vigour, because WikiLeaks, you know, it revealed that the US government knew what was going on, that the US military were responsible for raping and murdering people, including children, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And one case of a 14-year-old girl that was raped, along with her family, that were killed. And originally, the officer that committed the worst atrocities was given an honourable discharge. But because of protests in Iraq and the US, him and four of his colleagues were eventually tried for murder and they were convicted. And that's what WikiLeaks and Bradley Manning have done. They have shown that rape and torture are being used in war and that our governments are complicit and they know what's going on and they're not doing anything about it. Here, we see that when women report rape to the police, they're not taken seriously. We've been challenging the bias that the police and the CPS use when they decide whether or not they're going to prosecute. A lot of the time, it's the police that close rape investigations. And the CPS are really biased against women that come forward. They use their mental health against them. They use anything they can against them. And this is wrong. And that's what we've criticised. And the police always come out and say they've learned lessons after serial rapists are brought to the media's attention. You know, Robert Knapper, who was responsible for the Green Chain rapes and the murder of Rachel Nickell and Jacqueline Bissett, he was allowed to go on and rape and murder both of those women because the police investigation was so appalling. He had raped many, many women, and the police knew that he was on the radar. His mother even went to the police and said, my son has confessed that he's raped a woman on Plumstead Common. And the police let him go. And they said they'd learned lessons then. And then John Warboys, the taxi driver, that raped over 90 women, probably more. And his first victims went to the police. And the police actually said to them, a black taxi driver wouldn't do this. Well, he did. And he did it to a lot of other women. So why aren't the police prosecuting our rapists? Why are they going after whistleblowers in the movement? And he said that the police were no criming up to 25% of rapes wrongly. And nothing was done, so he went public and he faced gross misconduct charges. And he ended up resigning as a result. But he came forward and said what we've been saying for years, that women are going to the police and being let down when they report rape. In Rotherham, young girls and women were going to the police. They were being raped on a massive scale by the same men. And they were going to the police, and the police didn't even know the difference between consenting sex and rape. They were saying that it was a lifestyle choice for these girls. And some of these girls and their families were arrested, but the perpetrators weren't. The vast majority of perpetrators in Rotherham, in Rochdale, in Oxford, all up and down the country, they're not being prosecuted. One of the women that was investigating the rapes into Rotherham, the police actually went to her and said, how awful would it be if the people you were investigating found out your address? That's not what should be happening to whistleblowers. And that's why we support Edna's Law. Because for too long, people that have been reporting rape have been prosecuted. We're working with women now who have been imprisoned after reporting rape. Gail Sherwood, she was sent to prison for 3 years. And there was vital evidence in her case. There was a knife that was used during one of the attacks and it got lost while it was in the property of the police. Layla Ibrahim, who was jailed for 3.5 years when she was pregnant after she reported rape. In her case, vital DNA evidence went missing. Somebody that she reported, there was a report of somebody that looked like the person she described. He was let go. and somebody that looked like that person was then convicted of another rape several years later. And Rhiannon Brooker, who was jailed last year for 3.5 years, she has a 10-month-old baby. And the police knew that she had a history of sexual abuse in her childhood, but they still prosecuted her. They go after us when we report rape. They'll either prosecute us for perverting the course of justice or for a lesser charge, like criminal damage or harassment of our rapists. When we speak out and try to protect other women because the police and the CPS aren't doing their jobs, we're the ones that are prosecuted, and it has to stop. We've been contacted by a number of whistleblowers, and whistleblowers need to feel safe in coming forward. That's the only way that this is going to stop. There's also been a long history of rape being used for political agendas, and it's got nothing to do with keeping women and children safe. In the south of America, the lynching of black men was often justified because they would say, well, you've raped a woman, or you've looked at a white woman, and men were being lynched. And this movement for justice depends on people coming forward and speaking out about that. And it's time now. You know, there's no shortage of whistleblowers. The police keep saying, come forward and we'll take you seriously. But people were coming forward then when they were being abused by Jimmy Savile, and nothing was done. And women are still reporting. If we know what happened in Rotherham and Rochford and Oxford happened, we know it's happening up and down the country. People are still coming forward and not being believed. So when the authorities don't act on reports of rape, they're the ones that should be prosecuted, not those of us that are speaking out against it.